You're listening to Insight here on Capital Public Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. The B Street Theater's new Comedies Festival has grown exponentially since its launch last summer. In 2018, the team of readers and producers reviewed 70 scripts in the competition, selecting four for staged readings. This year's festival hit the cap of 700 submissions. From those four finalists in 2018, The Forever Question won over audiences and earned a six-week-long production on the main stage this year. The original work by James Christie makes its world premiere at the B Street Theater and runs through July 14th. The play centers on a married couple, played by Dana Brooke and Peter Story, debating whether to have a second child. We were joined by both actors and playwright James Christie in the studio late last week. I started by asking him about the inspiration behind The Forever Question.
I have three kids, and I find when I talk about having kids and tell someone that I have three kids, especially somebody who doesn't have kids themselves, I get a look, you know, like, why would you do that to yourself?
Right.
And I don't know the answer. I don't know how to answer that. And I realized that, you know, and myself, I actually think about it in the same terms myself. I have a cousin who has four kids, and I think he's crazy. Like, he, you know, he only has one more kid than I have. And I'm like, why would you do that to yourself? There came a time where I started thinking about the why behind the process of having kids, because it's the kind of thing where typically we don't think about why. Because once you have the kid, that's your life. Your kids are, you know, become so central. And so I kind of had this thought of, you know, going back to the moment of a decision to have a child.
And in this case, it's the second child. Why was that important? Did that happen to you in real life? Was there a huge discussion about the second child?
If there was, I don't remember it. And I think that's part of also another inspiration is that it's such a blur. Like, you would think that you would have a very clear memory of decision. There's a bit of in the play where they talk about, you know, the decision to renovate their kitchen being a much more fully thought through process than having a child. And I think there's something about that that's true, that the decision to have a child just feels like it's time, okay? It's just time, you know, and that being when you kind of step back and look at it, well, that's crazy. You would think that you would, you know, have this kind of rationale, this fully baked rationale for this thing. And I think, you know, what I find kind of underlying it is this kind of question of, to what extent is this a choice that we're making because we want to share this love for what we have for each other with this other thing, versus it's something inside us, right? It's something in our DNA that we kind of want.
Something innate. We can't escape it.
Yeah.
Hey, you ended up submitting this play to the New Comedies Festival last year, and you won out of, what, 70 submissions?
A lot of submissions, I think. I don't know.
What was that process like?
Super fun. I mean, these people are great. First of all, it's amazing that that they started a new comedies festival. You know, it's just something that in theater world, comedy is sometimes not looked at as the cool, sexy thing. You know, people always want to dramas, you know. And, you know, I think it's even more so in the theater because, you know, in film, you've got your kind of gross out comedies as a little sector, you know. In theater, I think everybody feels like, oh, well, the theater is kind of precious. And I personally feel like you can have brilliant comedies on film, but there is nothing like a live audience to make humor happen at a sort of elevated level for me. Mm-hmm. This is the first pure comedy I've ever written, and it was so much fun to write. The festival and everybody involved at B Street, they were just such great people. We had such a great time. The other playwrights from last year, they brought all four of us out. We just had a great time together. I didn't actually know it was a competition, you know? I just thought we were all here. And it was like during the middle of the festival, it's like, oh, yeah, one of them going to get produced next year. I thought it was like maybe something will happen, you know, but it was like, no, one of the four will get produced. And then we all hated each other.
Right, that quickly changed,
yeah.
Right?
No, it was a joke between us. They were lovely people, and they were really talented, really great people. So it's like you knew these people at B Street, like they have good taste. They bring in good people. The actors were great across the board. You kind of developed this little bond with this team. So it was just a really, really special experience, and it made the play better, and it got me super excited, and obviously winning was a great thrill.
Well, speaking of great actors, I got to see Dana and Peter on stage during Thursday's preview. So well done. You know, it's the old stereotypical, I laughed, I cried. I did. I really did both, but I laughed a lot.
Great.
Is comedy your favorite genre? What attracted you to this play?
I do enjoy both, but this play has both, which is what I'm having such a good time with. B Street has a company of actors, and so we were actually, we were both cast in this. So as far as what attracted us to it, to the script.
They didn't have a choice.
We had no choice.
Show up.
We were given it, and then it was just a question of, it was very exciting because there was a lot of freedom because we knew that we were going to be part of this developmental process, right? And so we had the script and also had the knowledge that it might change just a very small amount or
a lot.
Jim could have come in and said, oh, let's scrap this act and let's start from scratch. We were able to get a sense of these characters and we were able to, I really found it fascinating because we didn't know Jim before this process. And I tried to get a sense of him as a writer, at least with this script. It's hard to do when you don't know someone's canon. And Jim, we've since spoken, and he has said that this script is sort of singular as far as his style goes, which is fascinating because he's got a real strength for writing in this way, this sort of comedic. It's obviously comedy, but it also has so much heart. You know, it's about
really
family.
And so you hadn't met Jim, but Dana, you and Peter have worked together, and that is really obvious on stage. You guys have a chemistry that makes it easy for the audience to believe that you're a couple.
That's great. Yeah, we have a lot of years together.
Yeah, we've known each other for a while, and we had done a show back last fall called Ironbound that we had both done together, also directed by the same amazing director, Lindsay Birch. And so Lindsay approached me in the lobby and said, hey, would you like to do this winner of the New Comedies Festival with Dana? And I said, who's directing? I'm directing. So just it was, I mean, I jumped at the chance to work with those two again. And we have a lot of the same crew as well. Great stage manager, Lene Vanna, who also sound design and great lighting design by Wade McKenzie. So really
dream
talented
team.
Dream team at B Street. And it was, you know, and then, you know, we heard lots of room. I wasn't there at the Comedies Festival, but Jim's piece was talked about a lot. In particular, one of those scenes that really stood out between the birds and the bees.
And one of the things I love about radio is it's called from time to time theater of the mind. There is some of that involved because you have to imagine the set essentially remains the same, but it moves around into different configurations and your mind has to allow for that and imagine a bedroom here, you know. A wedding reception, those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I think that was a really smart decision by Lindsay and the designer because this is a play that if it works, it works because things move fast. They turn into, I mean, they play their own, they play their mother, they play their child. They're doing things really quickly. I don't leave room for scene changes. You know, they're just, if this play went from one scene to the next and there had to be like, oh, card in a new bed or something like that, I think the comedy would sort of wither, right? So this is like super fun because they're changing in an instant on a dime and every change is different. And yet it seems like audiences are right there with them. And I think that's a large part because of the structure that they've set up, but it's also because these are two pretty spectacularly talented actors in terms of creating these characters. And I just want to say that one of the great things about this process, they brought me out twice, first for kind of the middle of the rehearsal process and now for sort of the end up into opening. And that has been just so profoundly helpful because I've been able to kind of spend a lot of time in the rehearsal room with them. And they created these characters in ways that I really did not expect. Mm-hmm. And I rewrote things with these voices in mind, you know. So when you get to kind of this much time that B Street was able to afford us with people like this, it honestly, they're collaborators, you know what I mean? Like I've literally kind of pushed characters in different directions I wouldn't have if they hadn't come up with these characters.
That's playwright Jim Christie. And we're also joined by performers Dana Brooke and Peter Story, who are acting in The Forever Question. It runs at the B Street Theater through July 14th. Dana and Peter, any chance we could hear a little of that dialogue that we've been talking about? If you could give
yeah, you want
the
a little taste?
Listeners a little sense,
yeah,
of what we're talking, what we're discussing.
Yes, Peter.
Ready?
You want to do some? Okay.
Why, Carolyn, why, when this one child whom I love madly has upended our lives and made us borderline psychotic, why would we want another one?
Give him a playmate.
A playmate? Mm. That's why there are playgrounds. They are full of playmates.
Honey, we always said two.
Yes, yes, honey, two. Eventually two. Someday two. Theoretically two. But that was before this one thing happened to us. I mean one, honey. No one could have prepared us for one. You can't hold me to anything I said before one.
I want a little girl, and I want to name her Charlotte.
Honey, I don't know if you know this, but you can't just decide to have a girl.
Let's get me pregnant, and we'll find out.
What, now?
Why not?
Honey, you know I can't make a rational decision with your hand on my leg like that. You know it's not possible.
Fine. That better?
Yes. Okay, please. Why? Please tell me why. Why does it have to happen to us again?
I don't know. It's just what happens. You know, salmon dive up rivers to spawn.
And then they die.
They do, don't they?
Yes, because they don't think this process through.
Okay, you know what? Just get us some coffee, okay?
That's excellent. And so there's a little bit of profanity, even in the scene that you just shared. Jim, what were some of the tough choices that you had to confront with director Lindsay Burch when you were in the early stages of this production?
Well, you'd have to ask Lindsay what she found difficult. I mean, I feel like, you know, the set, I think it was right away this kind of amazing brainchild. I wasn't a part of it. I'm on the East Coast, and it's one of the things that's been so great about it is, you know, you give this script, and there's a lot of back and forth about, you know, some questions about the script that Buck Busfield, the artistic director, had some thoughts. But they were really pretty minor thoughts and things that I was able to present to them. And then it's basically their job to figure out all the details. And I think the decisions around the set really set in motion a lot of challenges, but a lot of really creative and intensely funny solutions.
It's a cacophony of toys.
Yes, yes.
That would be, I guess, the best way to explain it.
I mean, I think Dr. Zeus sometimes when I see it, you know, and it's just got, and it, I think it really, it lends itself to this kind of wildness that they're in the middle of this kind of insane. I've heard the designer, I don't know her well, has a four-year-old boy or, you know, so I think there's the kind of mindset of like, it being just kind of overwhelming. But yeah, in terms of challenges, I mean, I have to tell you, I think it's been a pretty seamless process. And Lindsay and I have really seen things very much the same way. I have had situations where she's come to me and like, and the actors actually as well, have been like, you know, let's look at this particular page, you know, this particular scene. We might want to make some cuts here. We might want to think about some cuts. And I'm like, well, I love every single moment that you've got in the way you're doing it. And I go look at the pages and we work together and I'm like, oh, no, that's right. We should cut that, you know. So I've been really impressed. Like I said, it's very, very much felt like a collaboration and very organic and very fun. And like they're just all really super cool people to hang out with. And so these choices have felt very kind of natural. And every single thing that I've done, I think, has made the piece better. And I feel like I'm coming away with a much better script than what I left with, which is great, too.
And this is the world premiere for this play, is it not? And
it is.
So there could be future changes to bring it to other venues around the globe?
When you go through a production, it's amazing, especially the actors have to go through every line and every moment gets really deconstructed. Like, why? You know, they'll ask you, well, why? Why this particular line? Right after I said that, why would I also say that? And, you know, when you're writing things, you don't necessarily think that way. You write, it kind of comes out of you. You start to just like, I know these people. I know what they're thinking. And you write something. You don't necessarily always overthink every bit. And so it's been really great for me and great for the script to get that kind of incredibly detailed fine-tuning.
Yeah, there doesn't seem to be any superfluous conversation. Every while there's a lot of conversation, it all seems to have a point.
Yeah, good.
That's great.
That's been our goal.
Yes, so we have we've been working on that.
There's been a lot of weeding. I mean, there's been a lot of weeding out. And certain things that I have to be honest with, I loved. You know, we've taken out some things that I really loved. And every time we've done it, it's like it kills you a little bit, but it's like, oh, that's better. You read it through and these actors read it through. Stronger. Start from the beginning of the scene and then that thing that is gone that by itself was like I loved and I loved the way they did it. You realize it didn't serve the scene. It didn't serve that character development.
We go through that every day in the newsroom. room. We have to take stories that are like this and boil them down to this, and they're usually better in the end, just like you said. So Peter and Dana, the B Street Theater launched the new Comedies Festival last year, and it's continuing this year. Can you give us a peek into what might be coming up?
It's going to be happening in June. There are going to be staged readings of four new plays never produced before, selected by readers and staff at the B Street Theater. And they're going to get a rehearsal process, a workshop process, and then they're going to have their readings presented in front of the public and the B Street patronage, who are allowed to come and sit and not only hear these brand new plays, but also have a say. We get feedback and we find out what do our patrons want to see in next year's season, because just like last year, the winner of this year will get a full production in the following season.
Right, so it's really a participatory activity. The patrons come and pretty much decide what they want to see, which is pretty cool. In fact, I can't think of really any other place that does it that way. Mm-hmm. Right?
And if they like Dana and I as a couple, they can come again and see us do a play about the history of yogurt.
That's true.
Oh, but is that right?
Yes. Yes. But there will be... I think it's about more than that, but yes.
Yes, that's the hook.
That has to do with the history of yogurt. That's the hook. But it's also... It's not just Peter and I. So if you're sick of us,
there's other plays.
Peter, thank you for being here on Insight.
Thank you.
Dana as well.
Thank you, Randall.
And Jim.
Thanks so much for having us.
The Forever Question runs at the B Street Theater through July 14th, and the new Comedies Festival runs June 20th through June 23rd. You can find more, of course, on our website at capradio.org/insight. That's Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Kate Gonzalez and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Today's engineer, Antonio Munez. Our senior producer is Helen Barrington. Insight's executive producer, Joe Barr. And we're back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.